Hey, everybody, welcome in. It's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and we are opening up the election season for you today. Our guest is Bonner County Clerk Michael Rosedale. He has all the information you need to register to vote in the upcoming November election, to take advantage of early voting and absentee voting. And we all know that the important thing is to vote. And we want you to vote, you know, intelligently, you know, mindfully and with intention. So you need to tune in to our programs coming up with certain candidates that we'll have for you. Go to the forums, go to the Grangers. Before you vote, know the people that you're voting for. All right. We are going to take that first break right now and do a little business. We'll be right back.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to AGE Heating and Cooling, your locally owned Lennox Premier dealer in Sandpoint. Right now, get up to $1,500 in rebates. Qualified buyers make no payments and incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $3,200 in federal tax credits. Call AGE Heating and Cooling, 208-603-2210, or visit online, ageheatingandcooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ID, HVAC contractor 059041.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest membership-only savings book, out now and posted on Bi-Mart.com. It's packed with 16 pages of everything you need for your Northwest lifestyle, including Halloween candy and decor. Find great savings in electronics, on TVs, headphones, and more. Plus, don't forget your family's favorite snacks and beverages. Bi-Mart saves you more. The savings continue with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Watch the NFL's biggest stars play in the most exciting matchups all season long. With Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, and the best broadcast team delivering all you need to know to kick off your NFL weekend. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Thursday Night Football. It's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/watchTNF for details. Sponsored by the NFL.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. You know, before we get started with Mike Rosedale, I want to take a minute to share with you about Traverse Park. There's a wonderful building that's being planned for the park, but in the process of placing this building at a certain location, they are going to destroy 20 beautiful, mature, as in 50 years, almost 50 years of growing these large, mature, beautiful trees. And this beautiful shady area, when you pull into the front parking lot and you see the park and you see the mountains and you see the children's play area and these beautiful trees, all of that is going to be torn out and replaced with a humongous, I don't know, 3-story building. And it's not the building I'm opposed to. It's the location. So if you're concerned about these trees, if you would like to let City Hall know that, you know what, this doesn't sound like the best plan in the world, tomorrow, Wednesday, at City Hall at 4:30 in the afternoon, there's going to be a peaceful protest. So bring signs and bring songs of rebellion. No, it's peaceful. But let them know what you think. If you think this is not a good idea, which I will be there because I don't think it's a good idea at all. But let your voice be heard. That's what it's all about. And it's interesting that we're talking about this as I think about it right now, because that's what we're talking about with Mike Rosedale today, is to let your voice be heard. So join me now. Say hello to Mike Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, who does such a good job keeping us up to date and voting. Thanks again, always, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Let's let them know when they get to vote. When is that election coming up?
Okay, November 7th is our election day, and we have election in-person voting at almost every polling place. There are a couple that I'll talk about later that we do not. There's just simply nothing for anybody in those precincts to vote on.
Oh.
But most of the precincts, we have something to vote on.
All right. So everybody can go to their normal precinct where they're used to voting and do that in-person voting, which is the kind of voting I like.
Yes. I'll actually be watching for your newspapers. I was going to say listen for radio ads, but this is one of them right
yes,
here, so you
right
can
here.
Listen right now. Well, it'll be on our newspaper. It's on our website. And it'll be where we'll have polling places that are available, that are open, that have something on the ballot. So watch for that.
Well, okay. Is it on the website now? Has it been posted up already?
Not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Well, when you get that posted up, send me an email. I'll announce it in the by next week or whenever you have it ready.
Perfect.
All right. First thing up is there's a new voting law that went into effect this year. Please explain to your audience what it is, because it's pretty important.
So the main, I think what you're referring to is how to register to vote.
Yes.
So to register to vote now, you have to have a valid Idaho ID card. And there are a couple prescribed, but it has to be a valid Idaho driver's license, not a foreign state's valid driver's license. That's a big change. So you actually had to have lived here and received a valid driver's license or military card, a valid military card. If you have something that is not a driver's license that shows your address on it, you also have to show proof of residence at your particular house where you live, not necessarily a P.O. box. But that's the big thing. So you can't now register with a Washington driver's license. It has to be Idaho.
So you have an Idaho driver's license, or you have an Idaho, which is free, ID card.
Yes.
Or you said a military card.
Or a passport.
A
U.S.
as
passport.
As long as they have your photo, it's your ID. They need a picture, right?
Yes, but they don't. Passports don't carry your home address. They just carry your name and your face. So in that case, you would have to have an official bill from a utility company, that type of a thing, your mortgage company.
In your name with that,
that address.
Yes.
Correct.
That's really important. I know it's not as complicated as it may sound, but you need to identify yourself and your address that you are here and that you are eligible to vote right here, right now.
Yes, and this is a good thing, too. You don't want people flooding across the border trying to register to vote on something if they're not, registrant.
Right.
Faking any location where they live, that kind of a thing. You want people that actually live here with their driver's licenses to be able to register to vote.
We love Washington. People live in Washington.
We
just don't want them coming over the border and voting because they're not eligible to vote
unless they move here for reals.
Unless they move
love
here for
to have
real.
Them.
Exactly. Cabin on the lake doesn't count. Unless you live there. All right. The other reason I think this is important for people to understand, is it true? I think it's true that this law kind of standardized the registration and how we identify eligible voters across the state of Idaho. It kind of standardized a few things for us.
But what it did do, it limited the number of things you could use to prove residency as far as the address on a power bill, that kind of a thing. It also definitely curtailed the use of School IDs. Some people love those, some don't. But the problem with the school IDs, there's no uniform metric for what must be on a school ID, and we have lots of different schools here. So there was, you just didn't know, is this legitimate or is this a made-up one?
Yeah.
That was the problem.
And there weren't that many student IDs that were used, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But it did disqualify student IDs as a valid way of identifying yourself to register to vote.
Yes, and 99% of all the voters use driver's licenses anyway.
Exactly.
You know, or more.
Or more, yeah. They have driver's license and passport. And whatever they need.
Yes.
And an Avista bill.
Yes.
Or Northern
Lights. If you
don't
have your driver's license, right?
Yeah.
It's not current.
All right. So the other thing about this November 7th election is there are a ton of races. I mean, there are just all kinds of races going on, all kinds of taxing districts and city councils and cemetery districts and recreation districts. So give us a list. I mean, I know just to give people an idea of everything that's going to be on different ballots, and we'll get to those different ballots in a minute.
Sure. So we have, we do have a lot of different races, and each one of those races has multiple people all the way up to, you know, five, six different, six actually, the highest participant race one. But we have the city of Sandpoint, we have the mayor and the council race for the city of Sandpoint here locally. City of Dover, we have the city council. The city of Clark Fork, we have the council. And the city of East Hope, we have a council race. Sam Owen Fire District, there is a commissioner district there. We have West Bonner Cemetery District has a levy proposal. And then we have Lakeland School District Zone 1 and 2 for trustees.
And just to interrupt, that is the only levy on any ballot. So
the West Bonner Cemetery one, yes.
Right, that's it. That's the only levy, and it's only on the West Bonner ballot. Nobody else is looking at it or thinking about it.
Well, West Bonner Cemetery, we have about six, seven different precincts that does entail.
Oh,
we have about
okay.
almost 5,000 people that will be voting
on
that.
Oh, okay. They're in that cemetery district.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Right. And then we have West Bonner County School Districts, trustees 1, 3, and 5. We have races for all those. And then Lake Pondere School District, Zone 1. We have a race for that, too. And I think we were talking about Lakeland right when we switched back to the cemetery district. But we have two races in Lakeland, Zone 1 and Zone 2. Now, that's down at the southern edge of our county. We share it with Kootenai County. And
are these contested? Because I know one of the races in Lake Pondere School District, Zone 4, is not contested. The incumbent's running. Nobody's running against Geraldine. So
correct. Everyone that I read is
contested.
On the ballot because it is contested. And here's a question I get a lot. Why can't we still have it on the ballot, even if it's not contested, just so we know who is going to be the person?
Yeah.
And by law, we are told that we shall not have it on the ballot. So we cannot put it on the ballot, with the exception of county, you know, level officials like clerk, commissioners, assessor, that kind of a thing.
How
but we may not put it on the ballot.
I wonder what the thinking is behind that. Do you understand why that they're doing that?
Well, I don't know all the reasons, but one of the reasons would be, as you can see by this, we've had upwards of 147 ballot faces based on all the different overlapping combinations of water districts, sewer districts, you know, this and that kind of, and just for the sake of trying to save ballot space.
Yes.
So we don't have to go to two-page ballots. That's very difficult to do.
And honestly, as a voter, just paging through, you know, where it's an incumbent and there or somebody's running, whether it's an incumbent or not, and they're not challenged, you know, for you to sort through all that. Right. So I think it helps the voter, too, on their ballot.
There is one other exception, and that is when we have magistrate judge retentions. It's you vote to retain them or not to retain them. But that's when you only have one person on the ballot as well.
Right, right. But they are kind of running against themselves.
Yes.
So how many votes do they have to get to be retained? They're just going to be retained. What if nobody votes for them?
A simple majority. I think they will vote for themselves.
So I think they need one vote.
Yes. It has to be a majority to retain
them. That's just crazy.
So another great thing about my office is we don't make the rules. We just are charged with keeping the rules our legislature makes.
Honestly, I mean, you know, why even put them on there if it doesn't matter?
Because the law tells us to.
I know. Okay. You're so good. You're so obedient to the law. And that's what we depend on you for, you and all of your team and all your volunteers. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yes. So any other races that are contested that you want to mention?
Not that are contested. All those that I named are contested. But while we have a second, let me go back and say which precincts we will not have an election in, just so that people don't show up to the polling places.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay,
yes,
if I do that?
Absolutely.
Algoma has nothing to vote on. So if you're in Algoma, don't come try to vote on election day. Gamlin Lake does not have anything. Kootenai has nothing. Sagal has nothing. Southside has nothing. Westmond has nothing. And Renko has nothing.
Well, some of those areas are pretty big areas. Why don't they have? Because they're
missing the trustee. They
don't have anything going on that they need
exactly.
to vote on.
Also, Kerrywood and Laclede have so few voters, it's a mail-only election for them, and we will mail it to those, but we literally only have a handful of voters for those precincts. For Laclede, we only have 20 voters. So instead of keeping the polling place open the entire, you know, horribly long day,
yes.
we're just mailing those 22 ballots to those voters. And the same with Kerrywood. We're mailing the 30 people ballots instead of having the Kerrywood polling place open the entire day.
Awesome. Yep. Read those precincts again that do not have anything contested. They don't have anything that they're voting on. So stay home
Stay home if you're right. If your precinct is Algoma, Gamlin, Kootenai, Sagal, Southside, Westmond, or Renko. You can also stay home if your precincts are Kerrywood and Laclede, because we will mail you an absentee ballot.
That is service with a smile. Just stay home, we'll mail
it. It saves the county a lot of money to do that.
And volunteer precinct workers a lot of time to be there all day waiting for 20 people to come in and vote.
Right, and when you say volunteer, it means that we don't coerce them to do that, but they get paid.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have a monster payroll every election.
Yes.
They all get paid, yes.
Well, who knew that? And that's a good thing. I thought they were all volunteers. No wonder I thought they were wonderful. But I don't think they get paid to bring those cookies, do they?
No.
They just bring those cookies in from the goodness of their heart.
They do.
We love them for that.
Yes, we do.
All right. So those are all the races. You've got some precincts that don't have any voting, but we have tons of stuff going on. I can't imagine. Before we take our break, let's comment, because relating to this is that, therefore, not all the ballots are the same. Different people get to vote on different things. So how does that work?
So we have different overlapping districts. So some polling places have, you know, this trustee zone, and they may have, like West Bonner County School District or Cemetery District. They are going to have, Blue Lake has something for the West Bonner County Cemetery District, and they also vote on West Bonner County School District Zone 1. Other people, like Laclede, gets to vote on the West Bonner Cemetery District's measure, but they don't get to vote on West Bonner County School District Zone 1. So you just have different overlapping groups.
Right, between recreation districts, cemetery districts, school districts.
Right. Yep.
It's a little bit confusing.
It is. It makes it interesting. In fact, if we ever lost computers, this would be a much harder job to do.
No kidding. Yes. We might have to, like, do things in a more regimented
way. Slide rule and stuff. Right.
Turn to our calculus book. Sure. All right, everybody. We are going to take a break right now. We have a lot more information coming your way, so stick around. We're going to tell you where you can look up all this information on your own, because this is a lot to absorb while you're driving down the highway. All right, we'll be right back.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape-to-the-woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Are you looking for a great job in Bonner's Ferry? Maybe seeking a new challenge. The Kootenai Tribe's new Sturgeon Station and Sonic Restaurant, located at the 3 Mile Plaza, will be opening soon. They're going to be hiring for a variety of positions, such as clerks, cooks, customer service specialists, and assistant management. Mark October 10th on your calendar. The job fair will be held at the Kootenai River Inn Casino and Spa from 10 a.m. to noon and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. You must apply in person. With aggressive wages starting at $15 an hour and great benefits including medical, dental, vision, 401k, and paid time off, this is a great opportunity. Opening this November, this tribal enterprise is a new concept for the area, so they're looking to hire the best and brightest. Join the Sturgeon Station and Sonic Restaurant team at the job fair on October 10th at the Kootenai River Inn Casino and Spa. Great pay, amazing benefits, and a fun working environment.
Join us for NAMI Walks in Sandpoint, Saturday, October 7th at 9 a.m., starting at the North Idaho Animal Hospital, walking the Dover Community Trail. Our walk is about raising awareness for mental health, finding support, and sharing stories. Enjoy Evans Brothers Coffee, music by One Dog Down, prizes, and an animal hospital tour. Rain or shine, see you there. For more information, visit NamiFarNorth.org.
This new Wendy's Frosty flavor is way too exciting to keep under wraps. It's a brand new, first-of-its-kind flavor. Get this, pumpkin spice. I know, right? It's so good. It's rich, it's cozy. It's the perfect flavor for some fall frosty time. Watch, everyone will see it and jump on the bandwagon. Grab a never-before-seen pumpkin spice frosty or pumpkin spice frosty cream cold brew today when you choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We are coming to you at 97.1 FM today, 1450 AM, and always live streaming at NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm really glad you're with us. And I want to give you two things. First of all, we were on the break, and our guest Michael Rostow was asking if we, you know, allow call-ins, and we do. I just don't announce it that often. So if you want to call in, you have a question for Michael that I'm not getting to, something that you want to know about elections, then it's easy, it's free, it's fun. It's 208-265-8255, and you can get on the air with us, or you can talk to Pat. And he'll take that question for you. It's anonymous, so you may think people will recognize your voice. I guarantee you they won't. The other thing I want to mention to you, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, is if you're concerned about those 20 beautiful, mature shade trees that are scheduled to be destroyed at Traverse Park to put up a three-story building, then go to City Hall tomorrow, Wednesday at 4:30 in the afternoon, and let your voice be heard. All right. So, Michael Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, thank you, as always, for being here with us. How can people, where do they go on the county website to get this information?
Sure. Our county website is bonnercountyid.gov. Right at the top, there is election information. If you click on that little tab, it'll take you to our elections webpage. And then it's a pretty simple webpage, the front page, the landing page. Up at the top, we have the dates of everything. You can register to vote. It tells you where you vote. So it has a lot of really good information on that.
All right. Well, I was going to go to it, but you talked too fast. I can't.
Sorry about
that. I can't type that fast.
Bonner County ID.
That's okay.
That's right. By the way, as far as the call-in number, one thing I like about living here is it's a small town. This is a big radio station, and it goes beyond our town, but it's a small town. And I know many people out there would really love to hear Terry Schultz, my manager, sing. So if anybody wants to hear her sing, call in and say, hey, we'd love to hear Terry sing.
Oh, my goodness. You guys don't know this. This is a joke that's been going on apparently for some time. Terry, who is the elections manager, is joining us. She's just here to keep Michael straight. And there is a request for her to sing, but she's not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, not going to happen. I love it.
Hey, one thing we should talk about are the coming dates, the calendar dates for people to vote. So we will be mailing out our absentee ballots on October 10th. We've been receiving a lot of requests for absentees, and you can still do that. You can do that through actually October 27th, but if you know that you're going to be out of town or know that you want to vote by absentee, let us know right away. You can do that online, and that's the best way for us. It automatically gets into our system. Or you can do it by paper, you know, mail it in, which we have to enter.
Or just come to the office directly and ask for an absentee ballot.
We can't do that yet. That will be when early voting starts. Right. So sorry about that.
Really?
I had to catch you on something. Right.
Yeah.
So you can request your absentee ballot right now.
You can request it online, but I can't go in person.
You can do that, just not yet. Just
in
not
person.
Yet.
Right. Can do it online. I protest.
So our early voting begins October 23rd, and that's when you can come in. And
okay,
you
before you leave absentee, so getting your absentee ballot is open from the 10th to the 27th.
Requesting it. Yes.
But you just said, you emphasized that about how you don't wait until the 27th because it's got to get into you guys, and then you have to, you know, do a radar scope, you know, investigation, full FBI field thing. And then to get it back to these people, it takes time.
So when you request an absentee ballot online, it matches your driver's license and everything with the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Your Idaho driver's license.
Yes. When you do one in paper, we check for your signature on that to make sure it's you requesting it. But besides that, we can do that pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. The problem is the mail. So we have to mail that. We have to process that. It'll go out the next day. I don't know when your mail picks up and gets
delivered,
right? And then you have to do it. You have to put it back in. You have to sign that affidavit envelope and then get it back in the mail. You just might miss the deadline. And the deadline is election night at 8 p.m. Even though we're there, at 8 o'clock, we cannot accept another absentee ballot. Even if you're at, 8:01 p.m., you're too late.
Yeah. You know, you may be thinking, ladies and gentlemen, this is all just a lot of detail. But the truth is, a lot of people do wait. It has happened almost every election, right, Michael?
We get ballots after the fact. We get ballots a day or two or three easily after that in the mail, and they never count.
They get shredded.
No, they don't get shredded.
They don't get shredded.
We keep them in a stack, right?
You keep them in a stack.
We have to preserve those, too. So when we keep our election records for post-election audits, all that's kept.
I am learning so much of the inside scoop. You know, I wonder why they're just not shredded. But anyway, okay, it's good. It's all to have integrity, and you can go back, and this is when it was postmarked,
right,
and that's why it didn't get counted. So your absentee ballots, get on it. If you think you want to vote absentee, get on it right now. Go online and register at the BonnerCountyID.gov website, and at some point in the future, we don't know when that's going to be, you can come in person.
Yes, you can start voting in person on October 23rd. Back to the absentee ballots, though, and you bring up
but
this point.
Requesting an absentee
requesting,
ballot.
Yeah, requesting that. When you get your absentee ballots, one thought is to get that in as quickly as possible so you don't get the mail as a possible source of problems if you're just getting it too cute. But as you brought up at the beginning of the show, off the air, if you don't know how to vote yet, don't fill it in until you know how to vote.
Amen.
So do your research. As soon as you know how you want to vote, then by all means vote it and get that back in. But if you don't know, don't vote by flipping a coin. That's
amen,
the wrong way to do it.
Amen, amen. That is so important. I'm so glad you repeated that, because you want to vote with, you know, you're knowing that you're voting for the person you truly want, and you know who that person is. So listen to my programs. I've got four coming up over the next weeks. Next week, I'm talking with Scott Wood and Jennifer McKnight. They are vying for the one open seat on the Lake Pendere School District. The next 2 weeks after that, we have six candidates for Sandpoint City Council. So we're doing three and three. And so wait, you know, you're going to meet the first three, but then wait a week because you're going to meet the other three. So wait to find out who these candidates are, what they think, what they want, what their priorities are, because I'm going to ask them, I guarantee you, good questions. No gotchas, just good questions. What are your priorities? What's your vision? And do you agree or disagree that all those trees should be cut down in Traverse
that
Park?
That is key.
That is on the list. And then after that, the last week, right before the election, we will have the three candidates that are standing for Sandpoint Mayor. Our current mayor, our incumbent, is not running. So these are three people coming in who want to be mayor. It's an important decision. And only you get to make the decision. So don't vote until you know what you're doing. Or know who that you like. I mean, you always know what you're doing. And also, I want to say real quick about the absentee mail. That is not any kind of a negative thought on our postal system.
Right. Deliver. No, in fact, I think they do a phenomenal job.
They do.
It's just that you just don't know. There could be a snafu. You just don't know.
You just don't know.
There
sometimes
could be a wreck, right? Or
exactly.
And then it misses it by
or
one
you
day.
Or you forget it. It goes down the side of your car. So do it early and do it safe. But don't do it before you know who to vote for.
Right. And if you do end up waiting too long, like to the Thursday or Friday before the election, just drive it into our administration building. We have a white receptacle. It's the shape of a mailbox, except it's all white and it has voting signs on it. It's inside right by the Coke machine
in
the
lobby,
bolted to the ground by the Coke machine.
Yeah.
Put it in there and
all
make
right.
sure you sign it.
That is so, yes, make sure you sign it. Follow all the directions carefully. Get it in before election night at 8 p.m. That is the absolute drop dead time. So we're talking absentee ballot registration and absentee ballot delivery by mail or in person. All right. Walk us through, and then we'll take a break and you'll keep going. Walk us through early voting. That's another whole way that a person can vote. How does that work?
So early voting is just like election day voting, except it's for people that want to do it an earlier simply because they can't be here.
And they don't want to vote absentee for
whatever
reason.
Right. They don't want it to go through the mail or anything.
Yeah.
But it's the exact same ballot. By the way, whether you vote early, absentee, or election day, they're the exact same ballot. They are all real ballots. They all have a unique ID number on them. They're not. There's not a better ballot than another one, or a more genuine ballot. They're all the same.
I love it. So. And you can't do three. You can't like vote early.
You can't
vote absentee and then show up on November the 7th election day and try to vote.
That's right. If you try to do that, that's a felony, by the way. Just to remind everybody that. Mm. So right. So early voting begins October 23rd and ends November 3rd. What happens is you go there, and if you're not registered, you would register to vote just like you would at your polling place. You would sign in, and they'll issue your ballot, and you vote your ballot, then you drop it off in the ballot box, and you say your name, and they say, you know, so-and-so has voted, and you get a little voting sticker just like at your polling place.
Just like you voted on election day.
Yes.
You walk in person.
Yes.
And you vote.
Now, an interesting thing, a lot of people say, I don't like that because people, when you vote early or absentee, you know how the race is going and you know who's winning or whatever. That's not true. We have
it's
no idea.
True.
We can't count until after 8 p.m. on election night. So there's no way there's an early report. There's no like insider scoop on who's leading. It's not possible.
No, it's not online. It's not at the Daily Beast.
I don't know. I don't know.
But the county is not like giving out like
exactly.
You know, how things are going.
Right.
Because you haven't started counting yet.
Exactly right.
So you don't know. This is the one thing Michael doesn't know.
And you want that to be the case.
I know. I keep trying to stump you every time and I can't do it. But I could if I said, who's winning before 8 p.m. on election night? You wouldn't know.
Right.
I like that. All right. You know, this is, I know I've said before, and it, you know, I understand early voting. I understand, I don't know, schedules and different things. But please, again, don't vote before you know who you're voting for. All right. So early voting is just like in person. And so where do they go to vote if they want to vote early in person beginning October 23rd?
Our elections office. It's at the administration building, 1500 Highway 2. It's a corner of Division and Highway 2, the big federal building.
Yeah.
And we're right inside. You go into the lobby, and it's you go through the doors on your left where there's a little American flag, mm-hmm. and that's where you would vote.
All right. That's excellent. That's Division and Highway 2 right across from the high school. It's easy parking. It's very easy to do. So early voting beginning October 23rd there at the – it's not the federal building. It's Bonner County.
It used to
County.
Be. It's Bonner County building.
I still
it used
call
to
it the federal
right.
building. That's just to establish
the Richard R. Nixon building.
How long you've lived here, right? It's a federal building. If they don't know, they haven't been here long enough. I didn't mean that. All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. And, you know, if you have a question that we haven't gotten to, something about your precinct or what is coming up in your area that you really want to know about, 208-265-8255. You know, it really make my heart happy if there's somebody out there listening who would just call in and say, say hi and say thank you to Mike Rosedale and his team for the great job that they do. Make my heart happy. 208-265-8255.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat. On sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only with great savings on USDA Choice Angus Beef New York Steak, $6.98 a pound. Limit two packages. Jennie-O Bone-In Turkey Breast, $1.98 a pound. Prairie Fresh Boneless Pork Loin Roast, $1.98 a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
Bridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Red's Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
When your people are ready, your business is ready. Cintas makes sure they have what they need to perform their best. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, fire protection systems that are tested and inspected, first aid and safety supplies, floor mats, or cleaning tools and restroom products, stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together, so visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
North Idaho's Radio.
1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Well, okay, you guys don't care about my heart. You don't want to make my heart happy and call 208-265-8255. I can live with that. It's all good. I welcome you into the show. I thank you for being out there listening. We're talking today with Michael Rosedale. He is the Bonner County Clerk, and he has a lot of information. We're going to pivot, and we've given you everything that you need to know, apparently, and the website, bonnercountyid.gov, that you can go to for the November election. So let's pivot to what's coming up next spring. Tell us what's on the deck, Michael, for elections next year, 2024.
Right. Well, normally, so this is going to be the partisan year, and we have a presidential race, obviously, next year. We do not get to vote in the primary. Nobody gets to vote. We don't have a primary slot. The legislature did away with that. So they're having caucuses, which I'm gravely disappointed in not being able to vote for who I think should be, you know, representing my party. But that's the way that goes.
Well, the caucus is going to represent you.
Well, right. It's sort of loosely. I don't know if they're going to represent me the way I would want to be represented, but they definitely are going to pick for me who makes it to November.
Right, for the Republican.
For the presidential primary, right.
Just the presidential.
However, for all the other ones, the local level and our state officers, that is going to be in May. So May 21st will be the primary. We have locally a handful of offices. Traditionally, we would have District 1 Commissioner, District 3 Commissioner, our Sheriff, and our Prosecutor. This year, we also have our assessor. Our assessor was appointed midterm, and so he will be standing for reelection for the last 2 years of this term, too. So we actually have all five of those people up for election, and they all have to file for the primary. And the filing is March 4th through 15th for that primary.
So we have two commissioners, one sheriff, and a
prosecutor
and assessor all up for, we don't know whether there will be challengers. I mean, nobody's filed yet.
Correct.
But those are the positions
that
are open for election in May.
Yep. Normally the political season starts. I mean, technically it starts now for the people holding these offices, but probably in earnest it would start in January when more and more would be coming out. January and February is when people would start.
Exactly. So if you would please, I think that I can hear people out there saying caucus, primary, what happened? So can you explain to our audience what our legislature did? You don't have to defend it or deny it.
Sure.
But what did they actually do?
So what they tried to do was move the presidential primary from March to May. And it was a two-step process. The first one was to eliminate the March election. The second one was to accept it into May. They did the first part, and then they recessed before they did the second part. So it never got adopted into May.
So there was never a plan to disenfranchise anybody and take away your right to vote in a primary.
I can't speak to that.
They just didn't get the second step done.
That is true. They didn't get the second step done. Why? I don't know.
And also, I know that there have been calls by some of our legislators for a special session beginning all this spring and summer to get that taken care of.
It's too late now.
It is too late now, but before it wasn't too late, and they wanted a special session. And I'm not clear, I'm so sorry for this, but I think that only the governor can call a special session. Apparently, the legislature cannot call themselves in to a special session.
Yeah, like Toby Keith saying it's a little too late.
If he doesn't want to do it, then,
It is too late. Even if they did it today, it could not make the primary because there are rules with the Republican Central Party and other parties that they have to have a certain amount of time before they can get that into the filing for the presidential candidates and adopted and all that, and it's too late.
Yeah, and there was also an issue of the timing of people being able to register as a Republican or register as a Democrat, and then you can vote in the primary. And there was concern and actual open open emails and open Facebook encouragements to go ahead, and even if you're a Democrat, register as a Republican so you can get in on that primary and we can get the quote-unquote Democratic candidate or the Republican we want. And there was kind of an effort, as I understood it, I don't know if it was successful or not, to try to say it's only fair that people who are registered Republicans and real Republicans, let's put it that way, that they get to pick their candidate. The same with the Democrats. They get to pick their candidate. They don't want Republicans in there trying to, you know, swing the vote, or libertarians or whatever the party. They have the right to decide, and so that's why they moved to a caucus. They just didn't get the date in there to get it back that there would be, that it would be happening with the main primary.
That's possible.
It is possible. I think it's true. So let's do a quick review. We've got, you know, only about 3 minutes left. Let's give our audience a heads up, first of all, on what they need. If they have not registered to vote, where do they register and what do they need to do it?
You can register at our office up in through October 13th if you're not voting. You can't start voting yet, but the registration deadline at our office ends October 13th. That's for anybody, except for when you come to vote. You can also always do it when you come to vote. So do that. You can do it online, or you can do it at our office. If you do it online, you will need to show your actual valid ID when you register to vote, because you have to show your proof of residence to the poll worker. There is a flag on your account that says you still have to show that proof of residence.
Right.
So there's that. You can also, when you come to vote early.
So say that again. So even if you've registered to vote
online,
they haven't seen, nobody's actually physically seen your ID. So when you show up to vote, you need to show up with that identification that identifies you here in Idaho by photo, or you need some kind of a also.
So the address, you have to be able to prove the address. So
okay.
Like when you would be linking that with the HAVA flag. There's a HAVA flag on our 10X poll books if you register to vote online. You still have to verify that you live where you live.
And I don't know how you guys keep track of all these rules. It's really stunning. It's amazing.
Right.
But anyway, I'll tell you, even though I say this, the detail of this is amazing, but it's what keeps our voting here in Idaho so safe and so secure, because we have these rules and these restrictions, and they're good.
It's actually, if you just bring your valid driver's license, that makes everybody's work
easier. Idaho driver's license.
Your valid Idaho driver's license, right. Yes.
Okay, so you get registered. Now you have a choice. Do you want to vote in person, which I highly recommend? Vote absentee, which, of course, I always ask for absentee because it's so crazy convenient, or early, which I really don't like. So how do they avail themselves of these ways of voting?
So you can request an absentee. You have to do that after the first couple weeks of January. Every year, you have to redo it every year. If you've done it this year, you know, if you're planning on doing it now, most likely you've already done it. But if you haven't, then you need to do it again. Or you can come in person to our office between October 23rd and November 3rd.
This is for absentee.
This is for early voting for the between.
Oh, early voting.
Right, October 23rd and 3rd. Or come on election day.
Yeah. All right, good. So there's early voting, there's absentee voting, there's voting in person, and the important thing is there is voting, and that's what we are interested in. All right, everybody, amazing as it may be, our time is up. I want to thank Michael. Thank you so much for being here. You always bring such good information for us.
I love to come to your show.
I love having you here. So, and I appreciate Terry being here with us also, helping us sort through all this information. And I thank all of you for being with us. It's so good. Come on back next week. We'll be talking with Jennifer McKnight and Scott Wood. Both are vying for a seat on the Lake Pendere School District Board. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.